Franzen, the migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border front and center with separate visits today by President Biden and former President Trump. In Brownsville, the president was briefed on what's working to slow the influx of migrants and what's needed. He urged Congress to pass U.S. border funding, criticizing Republicans for voting it down in a bipartisan deal earlier.
The majority of Democrats and Republicans in both houses support this legislation. Until someone came along and said, don't do that, it'll benefit the incumbent. That's a hell of a way to do business in America for such a serious problem.
Former President Trump visiting Eagle Pass and blaming Biden for the migrant surge.
This is a Biden invasion over the past 3 years.
Congress set to take up border funding again as it tries to finalize spending bills. Today, the House passed a temporary measure that will avert a government shutdown. The Senate will vote next. Authorities say the smokehouse fire in the Texas panhandle has claimed at least one life and charred nearly 1 million acres. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Wisconsin next week. She'll highlight the Biden administration's efforts to promote union job growth and apprenticeship programs while in Madison. Harris was in Waukesha County in January as part of a string of visits from top White House officials ahead of the presidential campaign. Electric buses are becoming more common in Wisconsin, but there's still a ways to go. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. She admits charging stations for buses require more infrastructure than for cars.
It definitely requires more equipment, may require transformer upgrades, and that is more costly.
Wisconsin got more than $25 million in federal support 2 years ago to replace 65 diesel school buses with electric ones. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Oshkosh residents will pay $35 a year per vehicle and will see an increase in water, sanitary sewer, and storm sewer costs after Common Council action last night. An ordinance to raise almost $4 million annually to fund road and sidewalk reconstruction was approved. Councilmember Michael Ford said this change in funding is needed because Oshkosh collects more in special assessments than any other city in the state.
We're an extreme outlier, and our current policy isn't working. We need to fix it.
Oshkosh residents will start paying the new vehicle registration fee starting July 1st. Voters in the 90th State Assembly District will elect a new representative this fall. Democrat State Representative Christina Shelton of Green Bay announces that she will not seek re-election. Shelton was first elected in 2020. That's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Packers restructure a player's contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. The Packers here meeting with players' agents have made a deal with linebacker Preston Smith to pay him more with incentives, but save $2 million off their salary cap. What other changes on defense? I spoke to Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Not a ton. You know, I think, you know, this league's a 4-2-5 nickel league, but those conversations will be had over the next few weeks.
NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte to play the Hornets again. Milwaukee looking to go 4-0 after the All-Star break. Doc Rivers says they're doing better each day defensively. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-1 loss to the Cubs, but the crew auditioned 10 different pitchers, including J.J. Bukauskas, who struck out all three batters he faced. He's only given up one hit in camp so far. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's throwing the ball good. I remember him throwing the ball good last year at the end. He'll be in the major leagues this year at some point.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a clear sky and lows in the upper 20s. Sunny and warmer into tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. And continued warming into this weekend, sunshine and upper 50s for Saturday. Mid-60s and partly sunny Sunday, currently 40 degrees.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, if I could find my grandma's recipe for grappa, maybe we could do that.
A moonshine?
Grappa.
Oh, grappa's not moonshine?
We don't like that term.
The Italians don't like the Kentucky or what?
And that's what it said on the arrest papers.
That's right. You're one of the few guys I know that the grandma did time.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thursday, Friday Eve is... You know it, Dom. Happy hour, as we all know it. Rolling into it. Looking forward to speaking with you, our fine audience. 844-967-2789. Thank you, Bill Press. Always a great guest. Been too long. A few noticed Bill struggles with the computer notifications. Our apologies. We made every effort to try and tutor our boomer friend Bill. And you know, the company is good, but the chimes are, you know, a little irritating. If it wasn't Bill, it'd be me. But in this case, it was Bill.
I think we need to, like, do a Zoom, share your screen, and I'll show you how to do it, Bill. That's what we need to do.
If you could get to that, and then when you're done with Bill, you could show me. Yeah. Also want to thank an earlier guest, Matt Rothschild, in the new expanded coverage. Don't be late to the party like Dom often is. Starting at 3 now, Devil's Advocates, just on WMDX 92.7 FM. But today I had Matt Rothschild, and Monday, the ultimate Wisconsin caucus insider, Chuck Walla. Chuck Walla is going to start at 3:30 Central Time and then join both you and I to start the 4 o'clock show that everybody gets to hear. So Monday, really? Chuck Walla in studio, and legislative maps, Dom. We're going to go case by case and do the math. I think there are a lot of Democratic pickups, and Chuck is like an inside baseball guy. He lives for this stuff. So, you know, if you want to get a little geeky about the optimism that we both feel about the prospects of a changing Wisconsin environment, maybe small D democracy lives again in our state.
At least in the state, if not in our federal government.
Well, you're welcome, but I can only control what happened here. You know, otherwise you got to give us a bigger microphone. You want us to change federal government? We're going to need a bigger microphone. But anyways,
we're going to need a bigger boat.
Dom, would you like to confess any sins, correct the record in any way, shape, or form? Are you happy to stand on all the statements you've ever made on the greatest radio show?
I have a confession to make. I don't believe in whatever you call sin. I'm not clear that you can ever really define it for me, so I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, I'm not talking so much about the word sin. What about the false reporting? Here's another word for you. Defamation. You ever heard that one?
I heard that one, man. Fox News was convicted of that. Dominion voting system had to pay like $700-800 million, and they're being sued by Semantic. It's all semantics. Another voting machine company for up to $1 or $2 billion. So we'll see. I've heard the term.
Although I would point out they weren't convicted. They actually settled and, you know, acknowledged no fault, but paid $800 million in these settlements.
No fault. It's like Trump, you know, paying for not having sex.
Well, Dominic, here is what I find interesting. I want to start the happier happy hour here today. The White House making demands of Fox News very publicly, almost like setting the precursor to, you know, a defamation lawsuit, let's say. White House demands Fox News retract coverage of bribery allegations against Hunter Biden and the president. Yeah, this one's kind of falling apart on him, Tom. The White House is demanding that Fox News retract its coverage of bribery allegations against President Biden's son, Hunter, in the wake of the arrest, a key figure in the accusations against the Biden family, calling the allegations against Hunter Biden, and here's the quote, Tom, false. They're false. White House Special Assistant to the President, Ian Sams, blasted the network for covering claims of bribery against the president's son, both online and over its airwaves, in their words, Tom, aggressively. I'd say, you ever watch Hannity? Here's the quote. I would cite the number of times Jesse Waters and Sean Hannity promoted this allegation and made false statements about President Biden on primetime television throughout this time period. Although I feel like I'm saying it with, you know, more oomph than perhaps the spokesman did, Dom, but I read on. But the footnote citations would fill multiple pages, Sam wrote in his letter to Fox News top brass, which was obtained Thursday by The Hill. As you, of course, now know, the source of these allegations has been federally indicted for making the whole thing up. Despite this, Fox has taken no steps to retract, correct, or update its reporting on this false allegation from 2023. And the FBI informant at the center of the GOP's allegations against Biden, the vodka named Alexander Smirnoff, was indicted on Valentine's Day by federal authorities who say his claims about Biden came from Russian intelligence personnel. So I ask you, my little buddy who works in the public media like I do, FCC licensing and all that, is it enough just to say, well, that's my opinion? I've seen that one utilized, be it Tucker, be it Hannity. Formerly, O'Reilly used that one.
We always say allegedly. There's always a qualifier, man. And come on, listen. Fox News lies. Let's just say that, okay? But I guess I'm a little unclear here. White House Special Counsel, Special Assistant to the President. And what's he going getting involved in a private citizen's situation? And he's talking about the number of times that Hannity and Waters made allegations of false statements about President Biden. Well, good luck, President Biden. You're not Hunter Biden. You're the president. You're a public figure. And if someone's going to go out there and say things and they report on it and give lift to the story, well, that's what they're going to do. The statement from Fox News, quote, Fox News Media, I call them Fox News Lies. Fox News Media has reported on all key developments since the announcement that Alexander Smirnoff was charged with lying to the FBI, featuring the story prominently. We will continue to report on developments in all aspects of the ongoing investigations, hearings, and trials.
On the J6, Dom, you know, I personally took a little injury with that.
I got that.
Got my ass banned for pointing out their lack of coverage.
I'm not clear that the White House, which should be getting involved in the special assistant to the president in Hunter Biden's private case. If the White House's criticism is of, which they say here, against the president, again, I would cite the number of times Waters and Hannity promoted this allegation and made false statements about President Biden. Yada, yada, yada. You're the president. You're a public figure. Well, you're going to shut the media down? No, man. Even as bad as Fox News is, I'm not going to stand on that.
You're completely wrong. You're wrong. I tell you, wrong. Did Donald Trump not lose a defamation case to E. Jean Carroll? he is a public figure who defamed another public figure in some way, shape, or form. She's a journalist. She's in the Big Apple. She's got a big notoriety, and she had written a book. So you could say, and he threatened to counter sue her, if you'll recall, and was unsuccessful in that action. But I'm saying, Dom, just because the president is a public figure doesn't mean you can besmirch him, put out falsehoods, and when new evidence comes to light, man, ignore it and not correct the record. You're setting yourself up for another defamation suit because you crossed the line to
When you quoted the comment article at the Hill, you totally missed off what Fox News said in response. I haven't watched Fox News. Fox News lies. But if they said that they've covered it, do you know if they covered it or not? That's what they're saying. The tape is out there.
Maybe let me ask you, Dom, when you put it on page one and then you put the correction on page 30,
you absolutely disregard is an executive branch going after the Fourth Estate. Do you think that's wise?
Yes. You're wrong on this. I keep saying it. Why don't you hear me?
But you're not articulating your reason. You're not.
I'm telling you the reason because they've defamed the man. And even as a public figure, you have the right to go out there either directly or through press representatives and say, correct the record or I'm setting the table for a lawsuit. That's what they're doing here, man.
So they're reporting on Smirnoff's observations would end up being lies, and they said they reported the what Smirnoff told them were lies. You want them to go back and undo all the? Of course they're going to hammer on it, man. And if they go, and then they're going to say 400 times, yes, this is what happens. Biden crime family. Oh no, that guy lied. Oh, new reporting, that guy lied, and they move on to the next thing. It doesn't undo the constant barrage of the story, but if they acknowledge it, what are they supposed to say it 400 more times or 399? No, it wasn't true. What are you looking for, man?
I would like to see Hannity make some public acknowledgement. You know, carrying it through your news division. Yeah, I'm pretty damn clear because I'd have seen the tape. If Hannity had ever made a public concession that him or John Solomon or any of these guys got it wrong, yeah, I'd have played that tape for you, Dom. But they have not effectively retracted. Be like us going and saying something and then pointing at the news division of Civic Media and saying, well, they corrected the record, so we don't have to. No, why is Jesse Waters not correcting the record? Why is Sean Hannity not correcting the record? And you can tell me because Fox News lies. I get that part. And they got sued, and they settled for $800 million. And I'm waiting for Hunter Biden to freaking sue
him. Of the United States. And they said Hunter
Biden. What about
Biden,
Hunter Biden? What about Hunter Biden? Does Hunter Biden not have the right to publicly go out there and try to clear his record? He's been dragged into a public impeachment of his father.
If you think you got a case, bring the case. But I'm going to be very leery of an executive branch trying to come down on journalism, man. Even as shoddy as Fox News journalism is, because the next guy could be Donald Trump. I'm sorry, man. I'm going to err on the side of caution. If Hunter Biden's got a problem, go after him. Absolutely.
So no public statements, man. Like Donald Trump never targeted the media. And I'm not clear that this is an unfair assessment by the White House, man. If somebody lied about me and I'm correcting the record, or I want them to go on the air is forcefully and correct the record as they went and called me a criminal, a corrupt bastard.
Good luck.
Well, I'm at least going to make it a public issue for the devil's advocates to discuss on the greatest radio show ever. Your calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Lines are jammed up. We're going to go there next. You could be in the queue at 844-967-2789.
The topic of the moment, at least. Fox News out there besmirching our president, Joe Biden. The White House has called on them to retract their earlier stories because they sure as hell did call him a corrupt criminal. They utilized Russian intelligence through the mouthpiece of House Republicans,
and continuously we played the sound the other day, man, that Joe Biden's like a mafia don. He's the head of the Biden crime family. Are you suggesting that perhaps then what, the President Biden goes through Senator Johnson?
I am suggesting that a news organization has a higher standard. And if this news organization has gone out there and will not correct the record, as they're being asked to do by the White House, I would say this is setting the table. Whether or not it's meritorious, whether or not it's successful, doesn't mean they're not setting the table for a lawsuit. And if I were Joe Biden and I had the benefit of the best lawyers and I wasn't sitting on a $454 million, you know, albatross like the other guy, I might go after Fox News on this and force them to do the right thing. And I think eventually they would, because they're not going to want to pay another $800 million. Their lawyers are busy with the Smartmatic lawsuit.
The Fox News will justifiably stand behind their reporting because that's what the liar Russian Fed agent told them. And that's all they got to do.
And you think that's justifiable?
I don't think it's justified. I think it's wrong. But that's why I don't watch Fox News. But I'm not going to suggest that the government of the United States, the executive branch, sue a news organization because they reported on some things that ended up not to be true.
I didn't say the executive branch had to sue them, but I do think that Joe Biden.
You said Joe Biden as a person, as an individual, not as president?
Sure.
I'm unclear. What are you proposing here, Mike? I don't know what you're talking about.
The president's a person as well, is he not? Does he have the right not to be defamed?
What is your advocation for Joe Biden?
What's that?
What is your advocation for Joe Biden?
Keep doing what you're doing in this regard. Force Fox News to either publicly embarrass themselves further and show what a charade of a news organization they are, or they can go out and do the right thing and force their evening hosts, the very ones attributable to these false stories, they can have those guys correct the record. If it was Dom and Crute, the devil's advocates, I wouldn't ask the morning news guy. I wouldn't have our buddy Nate here giving on the 6 o'clock newscast a correction.
We have some character. We have some credibility. I wouldn't do that as well. But this is Fox News, man. It's Fox Lies.
Well, they call it lawfare for a reason, don't they, Dom? 844-967-2789. Dana up in God's country. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Dana.
Good afternoon, Devils. How you doing?
Excellent.
Awesome.
What a beautiful day. Say, you know, I agree. The president, I got no problem with him calling out Fox and, you know, exposing it. And,
sure.
You know, trying his best to correct the record. But in order to sue, I think, you know, you'd have to prove that Fox knew this guy was a liar. If you can find those emails back and forth. Right.
Well, didn't they have that information from Lev Parnas? You know this very witness was discredited in 2019 by Lev Parnas, a guy that they found otherwise credible on Fox News, and they utilized Lev Parnas. But they've been using this bunk information since 2019 to try and hold it against Joe Biden.
I'd love to see him find the emails, but back and forth between Jesse and Sean and Comer and Jordan and this fake witness and them all talking about it, because you know they were. So those emails are there. Find them, and then maybe we could sue.
Yeah, well, certainly, if there's a proven conspiracy, Dana, that's a whole nother story. But I don't know that that's going to be the case. I appreciate the call, man. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going. Keith from Middleton, you're up. Welcome, Keith. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. I have to say that I don't think that I'd be very comfortable at all with the executive branch. And I know Biden, as a human being, has the rights to do that. I just don't see that would be viable.
Even if it's Fox News, man, can't we look for our pound of flesh with Fox News, Keith?
Kick them when they're down, Keith.
You know what? I loathe them as nothing else on this planet other than maybe Donald Trump. But there's you know, the old slippery slope, you know what I mean? And I hate that phrase, too, but it is what it is. And I just, there's something to be said for the First Amendment, you know? And, even if he says he was sorry or whatever, or didn't say he was sorry or whatever, it's not something that I would be comfortable with our government saying, I'm sorry, you have to be, closed down for lying. Like that.
Well, no one is taking their broadcast license. But if one seeks financial penalty because one has been defamed by a news organization and they've been offered the right to correct the record and they don't do so, I'm not saying you take Fox News's license.
Hang on. Your position is that although the news guys in the morning, may have done it, but it wasn't Hannity and Waters, that doesn't satisfy you.
It does
not. That's not good enough. But there are representatives from the Fox Lies channels that have apparently acknowledged it. So it may not be what you want, Crudy, but don't you think that would hold up at a court of law? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not
going to get Jesse Waters to say it at the exact same time, 3 months later that, he was wrong because someone else did it. Someone else addressed it. It wasn't good enough for Crudy.
So you reported on the first page and you correct the paper on page 30. Yes. And that's all good for you. And you think that's all equitable.
That's good for me. That's not good for me. But I don't think that holds up in the court of law, number one, on individuals alone, let alone the dramatic move to try to have a president of the United States use the executive branch to go after a media corporation. I mean, it sounds something like Trump would like to do.
Again, I didn't say he should go after a media corporation.
So what are you saying, Michael?
Well, it's a moving target sometimes with me because I hadn't clarified the thought, but I did know it was bad. And I agree. I'm spitballing here.
Yeah.
I think that Joe Biden should continue to pressure through public statements using the bully pulpit.
Certainly.
I would remind you, Dom, once upon a time, there was a fairness doctrine. There was also something in radio called the Zappel Doctrine. And the Zappel Doctrine said, effectively, when your license comes due, and I believe it's every 8 years, you have to renew your station's licensure. And if you're not serving the public, you could lose your license once upon a time through Zappel Doctrine. And there was a lady that challenged two of the right-wing talk radio outfits in Milwaukee at the time, WTMJ and WISN. And they defended themselves in differing ways. One of them effectively said, we can say whatever we want. We can lie because the First Amendment gives us permission to do so. And the other one said effectively, if I understood it, well, we're not a credible news source. So you can't believe us when we say something, and no one in our audience would possibly believe this sort of crap that we dish out to them each and every day. And neither of those complaints against their licensure were upheld, and both were renewed. And therefore, there's tons of righty-whitey talk radio still on the airwaves. But you found better. You're listening to the greatest radio show ever. Be a part. Argue with us. 844-96-PARTY.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
On Friday, you cannot miss my interview with Chef Leon of Milwaukee's Amelinda Restaurant.
Weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A conservative law firm is asking the universities of Wisconsin to end their race-based awards and fellowships. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty claims the Board of Regents 2024 Diversity Awards are unconstitutional because they leave some students out. Will says the UW is ignoring a U.S. Supreme Court ruling to end race-based programs. The search for missing three